This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The supply of the nation's flu vaccine was cut nearly in half yesterday. 48 million doses of vaccine were in a Liverpool warehouse destined for American patients. Now this vaccine will be destroyed because British regulators suspended the license of its maker. The manufacturer is Chiron Corporation. That's a California-based company that is the world's second largest maker of flu vaccine. The British decision almost certainly means many Americans are at high risk for flu complications and will not get vaccinated this year. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
About 50 of the nation's leading flu experts gathered in Washington yesterday to advise the government on how to plan for a killer flu pandemic. Instead, they heard that this year's plan to vaccinate a record number of Americans against ordinary flu is suddenly in shambles. U.S. health officials were clearly shocked. Tommy Thompson, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, says British regulators inspected Chiron's Liverpool plant late last week.
And over the weekend, they made the decision. We expected the possibilities of a loss of 6 to 8 million doses, but we did not anticipate the license being suspended. In fact, nobody did.
U.S. officials weren't immediately told why the British decided Chiron's entire flu vaccine supply is unsafe. In August, the company said there was a contamination problem with some vaccine lots. But less than 2 weeks ago, Chiron said it would ship 48 million doses beginning this month. Whatever the reason, the situation is troubling. Experts estimate 50 to 60 million Americans are at high risk of death or serious complications from the flu. The loss of Chiron's vaccine means there'll be about 54 million doses for everybody. Dr. Julie Gerberding of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says vaccine should be reserved for young children, people over 65, those with serious medical conditions, most healthcare workers, and people in close contact with these high-risk individuals.
People who have none of those risk factors should be informed about the urgency of our vaccine supply situation and recommended to forego or defer vaccination at this point in time.
In other words, flu vaccine will have to be rationed. That's something Americans have seldom encountered, at least as official policy. Gerberding appealed to people to be good citizens.
We don't want people to rush out and look for a vaccine today. We'll be working with state and local health officials to help meet the demands as the season unfolds without creating a rush on vaccine, because that is what we absolutely don't want to have happen.
Even so, flu expert William Schaffner of Vanderbilt University says there won't be enough vaccine for those who really need it.
It's clear with the vaccine shortage that there will be people at high risk who will want the vaccine, will make an attempt to get it, and will be unable to find the vaccine.
Schaffner says the situation underscores the need to be more open about problems in the flu vaccine supply chain. Right now, the Food and Drug Administration may know about looming problems, but it can't reveal company secrets such as problems with production. So it can't even inform health officials who need to plan ahead.
Communication has got to be much more candid. There are issues at stake here that go beyond the proprietary interest of a single company.
Schaffner says the government needs to devise incentives for more companies to go into the flu vaccine business so the country isn't dependent on two or three manufacturers as it is now.
This emphasizes the fragility of our influenza vaccine supply in the United States. We're uncertain about a vaccine supply for a routine influenza year. Imagine what would happen if we have a pandemic.
Fears of a pandemic are higher this year because of bird flu outbreaks in Asia. Officials have been worried because the bird flu virus has jumped to humans in a few cases. But now they're forced to confront the gaps in the nation's defense against even ordinary flu. Richard Knox, NPR News.